You're listening to KTOO. I'm Elizabeth Jenkins with this local and state news update. Governor Bill Walker plans to release details of an effort to address safety in Alaska schools in September. He made the announcement during a news conference in Anchorage that was focused on public safety initiatives and came the same day as a deadly shooting in a Texas school. Walker began looking at the issue of school safety after a deadly school shooting in Florida in February. He says his administration is looking at potential gaps in school safety, and he says school safety emergency plans are being reviewed with input from students and teachers. In March, Walker attended a student-led rally on the steps of the state capitol aimed at drawing attention to concerns about school safety. And the Anchorage Daily News is reporting that all Alaska performances of The Snow Child have been canceled. Juneau-based Perseverance Theater announced the cancellation in a statement Friday. Performances were scheduled in Anchorage and Juneau. A spokesperson for Perseverance says the theater will contact ticket holders with options for refunding or repurposing cost. And to date, the National Weather Service has recorded 2.31 inches of rain at the Juneau International Airport, and more is on the way. Meteorologist Brian Caffery says the clouds will start rolling in late tomorrow.
We've had our window of nice sunny weather. We can't have that too much in a row here in Southeast.
Caffery says there's about a 40% chance of rain Sunday evening.
Sunday we start seeing a return of being a rainforest.
Rain is likely on Monday. Alaska lawmakers have inserted a $2.75 million into the state's capital budget to fund the testing of the backlog of rape kits. The Juneau Empire reports the funding boost this week will help pay to send the kits to outside labs to examine the untested DNA evidence from sexual assault cases over the past several years. According to the State Department of Public Safety, there are more than 3,400 untested rape kits from police departments across the state. Legislators have also approved a bill that requires the state to report the number of untested kits. Randy Brieger, a criminal justice planner at the State Crime Lab, says the new money will help testing, but getting through the backlog will take some time. And the Ketchikan News reports the 280-foot Taslina was lowered into the water for the first time on Wednesday and checked for possible leakage. The vessel is being built by Vigor Alaska in Ketchikan. The ship is nearly complete and scheduled to be christened in July. Vigor is building two Alaska ferries, the Taslina and the Hubbard, at a shipyard in Ketchikan. Both originally were set for delivery in October of 2018, but Vigor doesn't think it will meet that deadline for the Hubbard. Specific routes and start dates for the ships remain under consideration. And taking a quick look at the weather for today, sunny, highs around 70. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. And for Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the 60s. You're listening to KTOO. For more news and information, visit our website. That's ktoo.org.